With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
First things first, I just need to say a huge, huge thank you to all my patrons who donated to the podcast on Patreon. As of today, there are 230 of you, and you guys are truly making this happen for me and for us. And I just cannot express my gratitude enough. And I hope that you guys feel like it was worth it and that you got a lot out of it. I hope you enjoyed the bonus episodes. I loved your guys' responses on the Hierarchy of Darkness. And I look forward to continuing everything in a month when Sexy Unique Podcast returns for season 6 of Vanderpump Rules. If you are just now tuning in, bless your soul, but also check out Sexy Unique Podcast on Patreon, where you can be a supporter of this podcast and help produce it, essentially. I built in a lot of really lol rewards, and you will have access to 6 bonus episodes and other bonus materials such as the Hierarchy of Darkness, which is a personal project that I started to keep track of all the dark things that happen in the Vanderpump universe. It's a really thorough, I guess, like catalog of everyone, everything, and like every dark happening in Vando world. So $2 plus patrons get access to that. $5 plus patrons can have direct access to me and whoever my guests are and ask questions that will be featured on episodes of the podcast. $10 plus get Google Hangouts, and anyone who donates anything gets access to bonus episodes. So there's a lot to enjoy. Without you guys, I would not have been able to do this. So thank you so much for your support. So check it out, www.patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast for more details. And I'm so excited to get into season 6 of Vanderpump Rules. This month off is going to be extremely sad for me. Maybe not for Ryan, but definitely for me. And yeah, I wish I could sing you guys all like a little bedtime song. But in lieu of that, we will just move on to the podcast. Bye.
You're listening to the Sexy Unique Podcast.
Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you.
And I'm your host, Lara Marie Shane Hall.
Yeah, everybody freeze, put your hands up. We ain't about to take it easy, I hope you cakes up. London with the beach, here we go so in. Got a girl with a friend, you'll be both in. Hotel.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all. We're here for the finale, the last one.
I know. A journey it's been.
I know. People are already weeping, I'm sure.
The tables have turned, and now Ryan is the really sick one.
Yeah, well,
but not because of me.
No, not because of Lara, because I became sick on Monday or Tuesday. I got sick from going to New York, like Lara had predicted. Mm-hmm. I'm convinced that Lara is a witch, and because when she says some things, like, it becomes true. Like, she trolls me. Like, if we go to like a brunch place and you're like, it's going to be a really long line. And like, there's never been a long line in the history like this. Like, there's no reason why we go there and it's a long line. Like, you fuck shit up.
I just know things.
No, but you curse things, Laura. You do.
I do. I know things about your life that you don't know.
It's fucking weird. And so I knew that when you were like, you're going to get sick anyways. I was like, fuck you. I am.
You got cursed.
I did. I got cursed. You're like Mary-Kate and Beastly. You are.
What a delightful compliment.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we're both like totally traumed by this turn of events.
This is not like fun to watch because it's like you're seeing a really, really unhealthy relationship unfold in front of your very eyes and it's sad. And
yeah.
I mean, Jax is just a truly despicable person. So it's like in the Pump Rules universe, it works because he's just like an added seasoning. But here he's the main course. And like, honey, you just want him as like a slider. You don't want him as a hamburger. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. And I feel like whenever Vanderpump Rules tries to focus in on like one relationship, it always just turns into like the darkest thing ever. Like, well, there's never a relationship that's like, oh my God, these two are so funny and fun to watch.
It's no.
Like, you're either getting like Mike, Shay, and Sheena, who are like so fucking dark, or Tom, you're getting and Tom and Katie, which is like, literally kill me. I don't want to watch them anymore.
Doty and anyone. Stassi and her boyfriend who won't be filmed. Like
Stassi and Frank from season one. It's like literally no one can make good relationship choices
on
the
show. Tom and Ariana. They're cute.
Yeah, Tom and Ariana are cute.
They're cute. They're cute. They're
actually like are very cute and like non-dark in their love for each other.
Yeah, I think that's true. But Brittany and Jax. I mean, anyone dating with Jax is like, you know, you're in for it because you're dating a sociopath. And like,
but also now we get to see how Brittany's family is about the whole thing.
It's interesting.
And it's interesting. Sherry. And it's also just like, she has no support system. And like her entire, the way she was raised is like, put up with shitty guys and like excuse them and just like make it work.
Well, again, like to them, like Jax is probably like fucking Tom Cruise. Like, he's like her meal ticket, and Sherry is like, you gotta hold on to him no matter what. Like, you gotta just take it because he'll take you out of here and he'll like support you and like blah, blah, blah. So it's like she's hit the jackpot.
But I don't think her family wants her to be taken out of Kentucky.
No, but they see that she's dating a rich man and they like that, I'm sure. Although Sherry's the only one. I mean,
Sherry and Mamaw.
Mamaw, but Dawn is not
down. Dawn is not having any of this drama.
Dawn's not down, and neither are her sisters or her friends.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. I was really shocked to see Sherry. Like, that scene with Sherry was so crazy because she was just like, just apologize, Brittany. Just apologize. When clearly she did nothing wrong.
And also, like, Jax sits down and immediately starts talking so disrespectfully to her. It's like,
immediately,
there's a way to fight with your significant other that's like, you're both communicating with each other and like, you're not being disrespectful. And then there's a way to fight where you're like shitting on someone the second
in
you're
in front of her family.
In front of their family, which
there's
is
no shame,
which
it's
is like
fucking wild,
truly next level psychosis. I cannot imagine being in front of like my boyfriend's family and talking to whoever the way
in front of Jonathan's parents. I mean, please, it's like when you meet your boyfriend's family, like you have to, like, it's like holding in a giant fart.
I'm like, I cannot imagine having a boyfriend, let alone sitting in front of his family and like being a fucking crazy person.
I know, it's really wild that he has no shame, and it just goes to show that he has zero impulse control. And then like he'll do horrible things and then he'll go over to Mamaw and like turn on the charm, and it's just like, oh my God. And he even said in an interview, he's like, well, you know, I think I turned on the Jax charm. He's such a master manipulator. And then, you know, giving the money to, like, it was just like, oh my God, it's all just manipulation. It's a power game. It's all about power.
Manipulation. Yeah. And especially with women, he does that more than anyone. And like any man can see right through what Jax does.
Yeah,
totally. And like any smart woman that's like doesn't have crazy daddy issues or herself, like,
to give Brittany props, I think that she really did like fight for like whatever. Although I just saw I don't know if it was on Instagram or whatever, that they're hosting a party, Halloween party or something.
Yeah, but I think what the deal is, I think that they're broken up because Kristen Doty went on like a crazy Twitter rant last night.
She did?
Yeah, and she said all sorts of shit. Like she was like, now the world can finally see what a fucking sociopath loser Jax really is and like how he treats Brittany like shit and it's not okay and like all this stuff. And basically alluded to the fact that like they're broken up. But I think what's happening is that Bravo is making them pretend like they're still together.
Are they in pictures together? I don't follow them on social
media. They're not like on each other's social media, really. And
but they're hosting a party together.
Yeah, but that's for money.
That's business.
That's business. I mean, Tom and Kristen, Sandoval and Kristen in season one went on Watch What Happens Live together when they were broken up and had to pretend like they were still like in a relationship and like having sex. So I mean, I feel like this is just run of the mill, but it's also like, I hate this.
What does Brittany say? Like, because I don't follow them on socials, but like, what does Brittany say after like an episode? Is she like, oh, Jax isn't that bad? Like, what does she say for herself? Like, did she say anything?
I don't know. Let's look. Cause I'm actually curious about that too. I don't think she really says anything.
She's like, just tune in at 9 p.m. to see my boyfriend be psychologically abusive to me. Bring the popcorn. Like, so weird.
She's like, watch my mom throw me under the bus, y'all, for some ratings and a little bit of money.
It's true.
Wait, Kristen said that the dedication to Pawpaw was beautiful to see.
That's hilarious.
And then
also another opportunity for
Britney's named her puppy Kingsley Turner after Pawpaw. Because Pawpaw's name is Clarence Turner. But also, can I just get an aside here and say that Clarence was hot?
How can you tell? He was just wearing a muscle tee.
No. Yeah, I mean, he had a sexy pose and his, like, plaque.
Okay. Okay. Calm down. Calm down.
He seemed, like, hot and kind of, like, long and lean.
I'm sure he was hot back in the day. Yeah. I have no doubt about that.
Brittany just said, gosh, I love my family. And yesterday she said, all new Jax and Brittany tonight, 10:15. It's a doozy. I think that they're broken up, babe.
But she can't say anything about it?
No, she can't say anything. And then Jax, oh my God, posted. He posted like a note, like a picture, like a screenshot of a note on Twitter.
What?
And he said, yeah, the show didn't end the way I'd hoped. I definitely take responsibility for my actions. Just another example of how I shoot first and ask later when I'm angry, and I always pay for it. Brittany deserves a lot better. I've never been good at relationships, and this is a prime example why. Anyway, thanks for watching.
No. Wow, that's amazing. I actually kind of like that he said that.
Yeah.
Well, because there's no ambiguity there. Like, he's a nightmare. And yeah. It comes across so clear.
Oh, my God. Then he retweeted Will and Grace.
Oh my God, he loves
Will. He loves Will and Grace.
He does. He does.
He loves it. Even
with taping, he loves Will and Grace.
I know. Well, that's great. Everyone watch Will and Grace.
Yeah, tomorrow at 9 p.m.
Yeah, by the time this airs, Will and Grace will have already aired.
Oh, whatever.
But still tune in and like put it on your DVR.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, and Jack said, sorry guys for how I acted. Definitely embarrassing to watch. I have a lot of learning to do, especially when speaking to others. Sad emoji.
Okay.
Okay, but that's easy to do when you are outed as being a psycho on national TV. I think they're definitely broken up at this point. And I think we're going to have to, like, they're just pretending they're together. And then
we're going to have to, see
their entire darkness play out on Vanderpump Rules. Which, by the way, the teaser for the new episode premiered today.
Oh, I didn't see it.
It's like 8 seconds long.
Oh, okay.
It's just like sex, lies, shock. And it's like a picture of Jack. So
when is
basically,
it? When is it back?
I don't know. They didn't give a date. I'm sure it's back in like November. It usually comes like the first weekend of November.
Just in time for Christmas.
Just in time for you to feel warm and fuzzy for the holiday season, y'all.
Oh my God.
I think Brittany's family really weirds me out how accepting they are of Jax, and like Sherry clearly is like obsessed with him.
It's weird. They think that he's like a dream man because he's like on a reality show or something. Their bar is so low.
Yeah. The best.
They should definitely get a higher bar.
Yeah. The best was when the episode opened with like a previously on Jax and Brittany, and it was like just a montage of Jax telling everyone in Winchester, Kentucky
that Brittany's lost her spark. It was so weird.
They're like, sparkle? He's like, spark. And then it's just like a never ending loop.
Sparkle? Spark. Like, it was so insane.
Brittany Sparkle's fine.
I love her friends, Kara and Ashley. Ashley is always in a blackout.
Ashley said literally zero words. Her eyes were half
open. She's like Rob Zombie, living dead girl. She's like
bad. Someone just like shoved a broom up her ass to like prop her upright, but she's like not all there.
She's a corpse bride for sure.
And then Kara was like pulling some goth realness with her. I love Kara
because you know that she's like the quirky one in Kentucky. Like, you can tell she like probably reads like cupcakes and cashmere, and she reads the fashion blogs.
She has
a point of view.
She's taking fashion risks. Yeah, she's going out, and she's like, I'm gonna put on my going out lipstick and like an off the shoulder sweater, and like things are gonna happen for me tonight.
And she looks good.
Yeah,
I think she looks pretty good. Yeah,
I like anyone that's like comfortable with like coming for Jax. I'm like here for
which
it.
She always is. Yeah, yeah, I like her a lot.
Again though, why the fuck are they not filming
so much of the action? This has been happening twice already. We've missed the two huge fights.
Yeah,
I mean, that's just smart on Jax's part, I feel like. But like, why?
But I think
like, why when they see them getting hammered, they must trick production or something. Like,
I think
they must be like, okay, we're going to bed. And then they're like, the cameramen leave and they're like, just kidding, we're going to Winchester.
Or it's the end of their filming. It's either like it's the end of their filming window where they're only paying a crew up to a certain point. And then it's like, I'm sorry, it's like midnight or it's 10:30.
But for their last night, you would think that like Bravo would have the wherewithal to be like, oh, this will like be, they should
stay
out late.
But I feel like
this
is such a low budget show. They're literally like, they're like, okay, like it's just truly because it's like a flash in the pan. I don't think that there's going to be a second.
No, they're not
going to
take
Jax
it again. It's been taken.
Yeah, and like, so I think either they pay a camera crew for just a certain amount of time, and then by that time it's just too late, and they're not going to pay them extra or whatever because like the whole thing is like film them during the day doing chores and like with the family. So either
that's where all the interesting things happen.
Yeah. I'm like, honestly, still every time I watch this, like every time I watch this show, I'm like, what Bravo executive like came up with this? Like, I would like to personally meet that person.
I mean, it seems like a good idea in a way, but it really like they really, I think, overestimated Jack's like likability and like charm and desire, like people's desire to see him without his usual flank of cast members. Like, it's very odd. They've misjudged it completely.
But like, I just don't understand. And it's, I guess we're definitely on one spectrum of like the typical Bravo viewer, because like I look at Instagram and stuff and see people's comments. Like, Jax did like an Instagram live thing today. I tuned in for like 5 seconds to see what he was saying. And people are like, I love your haircut. Like, I love you on Jax and Brittany. Like, people, he has like true fans.
Who's watching that being like, we love Jax?
That's the thing that you and I don't realize. And I think especially I don't realize is that these people have true diehard fans.
Like, legitimately,
like
want to be friends with them.
That are legitimately.
Well, we know
like,
that.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Don't we know that? That are like, close to home.
But that are like, wow, your hair looks great. And like, I love you on your new show. That's not
like people.
Like
people are literally
ironic.
Like watching Jax on the show being like, give me more. They're like, yes, we love him. Like, we love the way he treated Brittany like dog shit.
They're like, he's just being silly, but he'll learn someday. I love them together. And it's like, are you mental? Like, I don't understand. No, I don't understand how we could have.
There's
like
a certain level of cognitive dissonance there for sure.
Yeah. But then those people still watch Vanderpump Rules and then they're like standing out.
Interesting that like there can be so many fans of one show but so many lenses of which to view the show.
Yeah,
so it's like there's the ironic fans, the unironic fans. It is interesting that people see someone like Katie Maloney or Baloney and
Katie Baloney
and they look at her and they're like, she's fucking cool, I love her outfits, I'd be friends with her in a heartbeat. Like, it's scary.
I mean I don't think anyone's looking at Katie Maloney thinking that.
No, babe, there
season.
Are though, they are.
Well,
like,
that's the thing, is like everyone has their niche and their fans.
Well, probably the people feeling that way are probably still kind of stuck in a high school mindset themselves and their friends remind them of them. I don't know,
it's so weird. I mean aside from the obvious people that we all know who decided to like cross over to the dark side, I truly don't know anyone else that's like here for like the cast of Vanderpump Rules in like an earnest way.
Well, we don't know them, but I think they exist.
They totally exist.
I think people that we know probably like feel that way, but we don't talk like it's, I don't know. I think like they're,
do you think that there are secret like Stassi supporters?
I don't know. I think
there are actually.
I think there are people that don't examine the show in the way that we do. Like I get like there are people. Oops, sorry. My love, are you going to be home dinner tonight or are you going to be late at work? Oh, my darling. My darling. I'll be home. I'll be home. My love.
Well, now Ryan's just like sending texts. I get no respect on this podcast.
My darling.
I get absolutely zero respect.
My boyfriend's
Ryan's
coming
just
home.
Texting with his
my
boyfriend.
My love. Oh, my sweetie's coming home from Brentwood. Oh, look, he wrote back. My love.
Okay, enough.
Oh, my darling. Oh, he's texting. What is he saying this time? Let's see. Dot, dot, dot. Oh, my love loves to type.
Actually, you know what?
My love loves to text.
It's good for listeners to hear what a healthy relationship sounds like.
Oh, my God. All right. Oh, my love's coming home from work.
Oh, I do love your guys' relationship. It brings me a lot of joy.
Yeah, we're good. We're like relatively, I think, healthy. I mean, yeah.
Yeah,
I think
you really are.
We're like healthy adjacent, for sure.
And I can say, I'm saying that as someone, not just because I'm your friend, because I really believe it.
It's all about mutual respect. That's seriously what it is. Like, there are so many times where I feel my darkness creep up. And like, because I have a darkness to me, like mm-hmm. we all do. And I want to lash out at him or whatever. And you just have to check yourself before you wreck yourself, because you have to really understand like where that's coming from and like what motivates that. And so many times it's just your shit. It's nothing to do with your boyfriend. And just because you're having a bad day doesn't mean you can turn them into a punching bag. And it also helps that I'm with someone who's very, very sweet. And I always feel like, would Jonathan do this to me? And 9 times out of 10, the answer is no. Like,
yeah.
Would he be rude to me? No, he wouldn't.
Yeah,
so
he wouldn't.
It keeps me in check, and like it lets me not feed my inner Doty or whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Laura loves hearing about this. She's like Steamboat Willie. Steam's coming out of her ears. Okay.
I'm like, what's it like to be in a healthy relationship?
It's really hard.
It's fucking hard.
No, it's hard to find someone who's not fucking deeply damaged and is smart and funny and interesting.
And
guess what? Smart, funny, and interesting people are fucked up.
And it's hard to...
Usually, because they pay attention.
Yeah. It's hard also to like... accept your own damage and then be willing to like work on that and put that aside and not let that like ruin everything.
Well, the idea is, and it comes back to that therapy. Cheesy as good as it gets thing where it's like you want to be with someone who makes you want to be a better person. It's true. Like Jonathan really makes me want to be better. Like it's because he's so my little cutie. He's just such a good guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not perfect for God's sakes, but it's like, but he does like inspire me in that way. And anyway,
whatever. Vanderpump Rules makes me want to be a better person.
Oh my God. Well, that's really easy.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique 3-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you. Underwear drawers are like the wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. When you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. But now that I've felt the buttery, soft comfort of MeUndies, my other pairs have got to go because MeUndies are all I reach for. I received the feel-free lace high-waisted brief from MeUndies, and I have to say, I love to sleep in a high-waisted brief, and I also like to wear briefs under dresses. And let me tell you a thing or two about these briefs. They were super comfortable. I love the fabric, and I feel like they will be the perfect accompaniment to a pair of pajamas or an extra large t-shirt. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for every body. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. Not happy with your first pair of undies? It's on MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/sexy. That's MeUndies.com/sexy for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Wait, the music? We got our final taste of like the most amazing music.
The house band.
The house band really like took it, turned it up to 11.
What'd they say?
They were like, are we good to go or is this the end of the road? Oh, oh, oh. It looked like the end of the road. It's the end of the road for me.
Does anyone know who sings those? Has anyone done any research?
Someone like hate commented on my Sexy Unique podcast Instagram and they were like, please stop singing. Like, I'll pay you to stop singing. And I was like, no.
Who said that?
Some troll.
Really?
Yeah. I'm here to sing all the songs except I could not tell what the lyrics were of the last song on this episode. It got like so garbled. Did you catch it? I couldn't tell.
No, I couldn't. What was it?
I don't know. I can't even tell you. It was just like a mess.
It was drama.
It was like a ballad. Wait, also, can we talk about Jax and Britt's like meet cute that was revealed in this episode? Where he's like taking a stroll with Mama. He's like, guy, I saw Brittany and she was gorgeous and I just wanted to talk to her. And then two weeks later, she moved to LA. And then it cuts to like Kara being like, I was with Brittany and I said, Jax, come play Jenga. And he goes, I would eat her asshole right now.
As one does. As one does when they meet someone.
I love his passion for ass eating.
And everything.
Foot eating,
ass eating. What doesn't he eat?
I think that Jax would probably rock your world.
Do you think
sexually?
He's gained weight from eating Britney's feet? Is that like was that where the weight gain comes from? He's just eating all her orifices.
I don't know if he likes eating feet. He likes smelling dirty feet.
And sucking on feet too.
Yeah, right? He likes smelling stinky feet. Ew, yum, gross, yum, 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 yum. Babe.
I know, I'm sorry.
That was sick.
I was just improvising.
He likes, what a comedian. Jock's like smelling stinky feet and putting them on his face.
No, I know. He's sick.
I mean, I'm not here to fetish shame, but
his body's like a lava lamp.
I would eat her asshole right now. That's so intense.
He's literally like a human lava lamp. He just like slurps around like slowly, just like, I don't know. Maybe the visual doesn't quite work, but to me.
I love a lamp. He's back. Oh, they all go back to Halls on the River, aka the only restaurant in Winchester, for their family dinner.
Oh, I know. They're like, you'll love it. The food is great. Like
it's home cooked. I'm like, they served cheese in its actual thing from the store. Like, I don't think that was home cooked beer cheese.
No, not at all.
By the way, someone sent me a beer cheese recipe, like a good one. So I'm going to make it.
Are you going to make it?
Yeah, I'll make it.
When are you going to start cooking again? I want you to make a stew. I would kill for a stew.
Babe, I will start cooking.
When? Are you not going to do it?
I will.
Do you not want to?
No, I do. I'm going through one of those weird periods where I like don't want to cook, but I also just like can't really afford to eat out. So I'm in this like weird period where I just eat peanut butter from a spoon.
I'm in a weird thing where like I'm getting so obsessed with food in a weird way. Like
you're like a foodie now.
No, it's weirdly weird.
I want to have like an intervention moment and tell you that you might have gone too far with your foodie.
I know. And activity. Like, I bought this book in New York called Home Cooking by this writer, Lori Coleman, who's now dead, unfortunately, but she was a writer and she wrote a book about cooking at home. And like, it's sort of like half memoir, half recipes. And it's just like the way she writes about food and like, the way she does it, I could read this shit for hours. It's like, I love food writing. I love food shows. But it's so odd. I think it's because I don't cook that I'm so enamored and so like to me, like they're like magicians. Like when people cook, it's like it is a magic trick to me because I don't even know how to boil an egg.
You're fetishizing cooking.
Yeah. Well, it's sexy.
It is sexy.
And fun. And like the way you even write, like the like whipping butter, like the, like there's like a certain kind of poetry to even writing about food that I find very appealing.
I think that you should try and cook learn it. To cook.
I know.
And then you should write about it. Then you could be your own hero.
I could be like the fucking cerebral palsy chef.
Yeah.
Like lol.
Julie and Julia.
Julia and Drulia. It's like me. With like CP, like drooling over
Drooly
the stove.
And Julia.
Yeah, drooling. I mean, it's sad. I mean, I actually do drool sometimes. I'm not making fun of, I mean, it's true. As a side effect of my CP, I occasionally am known to drool.
Speaking of, I did cook this past weekend. I made an incredible gazpacho.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Wait, in Santa Cruz?
Yeah, I was up in Santa Cruz and I made it. It truly was. I had a real peak moment with my cooking where I made this gazpacho and I actually shocked myself with how good it was.
Wow.
Which is like the best feeling when you cook something and it actually turns out like so good and you're like, wow, I'm a talented human being. Speaking of cooking.
Oh, yeah.
At Halls on the River, they had lamb fries, which is something that's like a specialty in Oklahoma City where I'm from.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I've had lamb fries a bunch of times. They're pretty good. They're just like fried.
It's
like you fry anything and it tastes pretty good.
Fine. Yeah.
They kind of taste like they're kind of like a fried oyster, but a little more rubbery.
Is there anyone that listens to our podcast that is Team Jax? Is there anyone?
I don't think so. I think
I was proud of Brittany. I think that she really stood her ground and like I just think that she actually is strong. I honestly do. I think that she's stronger than I initially gave her credit for. I kind of thought she was an idiot first and well, she'll never be an Einstein, but I think that she has.
She's like a baby Einstein.
But I think that she has, what I meant to say is like, I think that she has some semblance of self-worth. And I think that even though Jax is chipping away at it and trying to get rid of it, I think that there's like a foundation that's pretty strong for her, which is good.
I think so too, based on what we've seen as of today, but there's always just like opportunity for more darkness to reveal itself. Because then what if they're truly not broken up and this whole next season leads up to like them getting engaged?
That's really sad.
She needs to she should just categorically not be with Jax. He's like a bad person. This is who he is as like a boyfriend and as a man and as a human being.
He's
someone
not
who's
change.
Like, no, he's not
going
to change.
He's not going to change ever.
He's 37, 38 years old.
Seeing them argue made me so glad that I wasn't like 22 anymore and like kind of trapped in these weird vicious cycles. Although I only dated one person that was mean to me and then I was mean to everyone else. Unfortunately.
Yeah. So. I mean, I've been in both seats.
It sucks for different reasons, but I mean, obviously it sucks to be the one who gets abused rather than the one who's abusing other people.
Yeah.
Like, obviously.
And like, but in that is just like, that relationship is broken. Like, you're not going to, if you've been with someone that long and they're feeling totally fine with disrespecting you like that, then it's
Jax
like,
will never change. No. And like, if I were Brittany, I would just troll him and like start making my own money and like be like, anyways, you have nothing to hold over me, and like see like what leg he has to stand on.
And she could do that.
She could.
And I don't understand, like, okay, I guess she's only been on Vanderpump Rules for 2 seasons or whatever, but she is a main cast member now, and like that she does, she you get some money.
But
from
her
that.
Money though is so tied into Jax that even the money that she makes, Jax is like, you're only making that because you're with me. Oh, it actually is a really, it is a fucked up situation. Like everything that she has is because of Jax. It's true in terms of the fame and the money. So as long as that's happening, like. I bet he says things like, oh, Brittany, like, you think they're gonna just like pay to see you? No. I bet he says that kind of shit to her.
Oh yeah,
like I'm getting
he
like,
says everything to her. I'm sure that he trolls her for being for gaining weight and like talks to her about how she looks on
says
camera
all
and how
kinds
people,
of
like,
dark shit. Yeah, like you'd be nothing without me.
He's like evil. The way he fights with her is evil, and like
it's
the
so
way
evil.
He like manipulates
so
is so it's
oh,
awful.
Fine, I'm always wrong. I'm always wrong. It's like, oh, wow, okay.
Oh, and when they did Sweet Papa's ceremony.
Oh, he's like.
And then
oh,
Jax just, like, went off to the side and, like, sulked. Sat and sulked.
As a favor to them. And the way he said it, he's like, it's not about me, it's about them. Honey, by going on the other side and sulking, you're making it about you. This is, like, this is literally you. Like,
then this
a real
whole thing,
person would just, like, stay quiet and be with the family.
Just stand there, shut up, and then. Okay, my neighbor's dog is, like, literally Cujoing out right now.
He doesn't like the show.
No, he's like, please stop podcasting about
Vanderpump
Rules.
He's like, please stop talking.
Do something with your life.
Yeah, he's like, please make this end. Oh, my God. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, here's to maybe starting a Kickstarter to get Brittany out. I don't know.
Save Brittany, y'all.
Save Brittany. Let's do a Kickstarter.
I mean, she really is, like... She has enough fans and enough stuff going on that she can, like...
No. No, babe. Not really.
Well, she can be on the show and be single on the show and, like, get a
fan
base up
from
being on the show.
She could. That would be smart. She would be on the show because that would be drama.
Because all the girls, all the women on the show like her. She
yeah,
doesn't
you're
have
right.
any enemies.
You're
so
right.
She can kind of film with all
that
of them.
That is so smart. She would keep her seat
and she
at the
can
table.
Make it like how Britney got her groove back and then like be like kind of like a Jessica Simpson vibe.
There you go with the weight stuff again.
Shut up.
I swear.
I'm really good at coming up with like career game plans for Vanderpump Rules characters. And they're really good at like not listening to any of them.
Yeah.
So we all stay in the same vicious cycle.
Exactly. Jesus.
Sherry looks like Ally McGraw in this episode.
Honey, she looks like in the last she looks like she's in the last scene of Death Becomes Her before they fall down the stairs. That's what she looks like.
She does. She has like vibe of Goldie Hawn and Death Becomes Her.
It's bad.
She's crackling at the edges.
She's falling apart.
She's falling apart at the seams. Her frosted lipstick too was like,
oh my God.
Bless you. Sorry. Oh my God.
I'm allergic to Sherry.
You're allergic to Sherry's glam. No. Her frosted lipstick was like kind of, it was like a peachy yellow orange. It was a whole new shade that we haven't seen before. Everyone does like goodbye shots.
Oh yeah, God.
God.
The way they
how many times can
so
you do
sad.
Shots?
It's like let's get fucked up immediately. It's like, honey, it's all about the slow burn.
I mean, I guess like at a place like Halls on the River, they're not really serving artisanal cocktails that you'd want to sip for long periods
of
time.
Of course
so probably
not.
Shots are like well liquor is your only option. But still, we also loved when Dawn groped Jax. Remember when he was like.
She's like,
you want to
like,
make her happy,
you
make her
here,
happy. Right
and then he like fingered her into his nipple.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
Dawn. I love like stern Dawn.
Donnie.
Dawn's not having it.
Well, Donnie. Dawn of the dead.
Nope. Oh my God. Wait, can we talk about Britney's sweatshirt that she wore?
That was so
in the last
weird.
Half of
it was
this
like,
episode.
It was like a sweatshirt that got confused and became a weird like slutty blouse. Like it was like it got confused on its way to Sweatshirtville and then took a detour into like being an exposed neckline moment of whatever.
Britney loves like a garment with that could be from multiple eras.
Yeah.
And like that is just confused about what it truly is and wants to be. Like her reunion dress, which still haunts me to this day.
Yeah, no, it was so bad.
Which was like a ghost, like slutty Victorian ghost pirate.
$28, right?
Yeah, it was $29.99.
Too much.
And then this top was like, it was like from the medieval, it was kind of like Game of Thrones slash medieval slash like Forever 21, like lace up, like sweatshirt. It was just with like an olive green and like a leather accent.
Yeah.
It confused me and it hurt
too much is going on and yet nothing at all.
And like, I'm here for Brittany, but I really think that she needs to apologize for that sweatshirt.
She does. I feel personally victimized by
that. I too was victimized.
Yeah.
My eyes have not recovered.
My eyes are now enrolling in therapy. I just gave them Lexapro. My eyes are like depressed.
Like, I don't understand some of the clothes that she decides to wear. And it's different from like...
She's not around the best influences. She has like, fucking Katie Bologna in one corner, Kristen Doty in her fucking t-shirt lines.
But
it's not
Katie...
Like she's
okay,
surrounded by...
Katie
she needs
just
tips
can't,
from Kara.
Katie just can't dress for her body type. So she's just always in like the most unflattering clothes. Like,
that's true.
But Brittany wears like... Brittany just wears like confusing garments. Like... It's not like she can't dress for her body type. It's like she chooses, she has like the craziest taste in fashion.
Yeah.
I kind of just hope she keeps taking it to like the next level. Because
why not?
It's like actually maybe kind of exciting.
Yeah, just go there. Sure, why not?
Yeah.
I'm into it.
And like the more money she gets from the show, hopefully like the more fashion moments by Brittany we can all like truly get a sense of.
And then, yeah, I don't think she's ever going to look good per se.
I mean... None of them ever look good. Like their fashion sense, like the entire cast of Vanderpump Rules fashion sense is bone chilling, but that's also one of my favorite things about the show.
Does Ariana dress okay?
Ariana.
Not really, right? It's all Coachella-y.
Kind of Coachella-y, but she has like really good looks sometimes.
She's pretty.
Yeah, she's pretty and she has just like a great killer body. So it's kind of like, it's hard. You have to really try to look bad when you have a body that good.
That's true. That's true.
She has managed it from time to time, but like ultimately, usually she's like
she's
looking pretty good.
Yeah.
Everyone else is like, it's stunning. Their fashion sense stuns me.
Yeah, it's like not dressed to impress, it's like dressed to depress.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Stassi's is kind of like, she's like dresses like a fashion blogger from like 2008.
Oh,
like
I
talk
know.
Like cupcakes and cashmere. She like
she's
she
that.
Is that, but like from the late 2000s.
Irv Legere
early
nightmare.
Aughts. Yeah, yeah, she's like what early aughts people think is chic, but she's like trying to do it in 2017.
She's like, everything looks better with a statement necklace. True.
She's like, statement necklace, off the shoulder ruffle, like jean shorts that are really big, and like Chanel espadrilles. And it's like really, it's shocking.
Chanel is scary to me. I don't think Chanel is chic.
No?
No, I think Chanel is gross.
Trash?
I think it's trash, masquerading as class.
It's interesting how... Like, anything can become trashy if the wrong person wears it.
Yeah, that's true.
Doty's style is, like, it's, like, a Coachella, like, Urban Outfitters. Like, it's like she's trying to do, like, an Almost Famous vibe. But
oh, it's totally, like, Penny Lane.
Yeah, but it's Penny Lane for pennies. Like, it's not, it's like,
it's
a discount.
Penny's Lane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Sheena is kind of, I feel like, trying to be like a Kim Kardashian,
yes, for
both
sure.
in her plastic surgery and in her personal
style. It's like a
style.
Lot of bodycon stuff,
but
right?
It's also, yeah, it's bodycon. And then she had, like, I remember the last episode of Vanderpump Rules, she had, like, a big sweatshirt and, like, thigh-high boots. And I was like, oh, this is, like, a Kim K kind of, like,
gross.
Yeezy look. But it's all discount. It's, like, all bargain basement.
Right. And they don't have the confidence to pull anything off because they hate themselves. So it's, like, doesn't go over
it's
well.
It's just, like... Their personal style is fascinating. I'm excited for Vanderpump Rules to come back so we can get more of it.
Yeah.
I hope Ashley comes to visit Brittany.
And Kara.
And Kara.
Don't forget Kara. She's ready for that LA style. She's a blue jean baby LA lady, as Kristen Doty's Twitter profile says. blue jean baby. Like, I'm going to see her like in Michigan, like listening to Elton John, like hearing that song and be like, that's me.
Yeah, she identifies hardcore.
Penny Lane, Almost Famous. She's like, I just want to wander. Ah, I want to wander down
Kristen
sunset.
Does kind of go to good concerts.
Like what?
Well, when I saw her after her Uber accident, it was the War on Drugs.
That's pretty, but that's so her. That's like 1970s classic rock
And
stuff.
She was just at a Tom Petty concert.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know. Uber accident.
I don't know. Basically, all I'm saying is that Kristen's my forever queen.
You always are defending Doty.
I'm like Doty's Sherry.
Yeah.
I truly will go. I'm ride or die Doty at all times.
Oh, God.
She can do no wrong. Like, if Doty had been, like, pulling a Katie last, like, if those roles had been switched and it was like Doty was a monster, I would have been like alienating myself because I would have.
I'm not ready
like,
for another.
I would have had Doty's back so hard.
I'm not ready for a season of Katie. I want Katie to be put in her fucking place.
I think that Katie knows what she did and hopefully will like pipe down this season.
I hope so.
I mean, I think she. I don't.
She's such a grumpy.
There's no
pants.
Way. There's no way that she could have watched herself on TV and thought that she came off likable or good or relatable.
I don't know, babe. The amount of delusions that these people have is pretty incredible.
Yeah.
I would not put anything past them.
But also, it's like, if the spotlight's not on Katie, she fades to the background very
easily.
Oh,
she's because she's a no-ad.
Yeah. But that's how it's always been. And, like, yeah. It just happened to turn onto her because of her, like, wedding storyline. But, like, if there's nothing to do with her, then I don't think we'll have to, like, deal
no,
with her.
No, she's not
much,
there, like, offering up biting social commentary and, like, zingers.
No, I just want...
Noted queen. Comedian and, like, wordsmith.
So my queen, Kristen.
Didn't she call herself a wordsmith?
Katie...
Didn't she say
has so? Multiple times on this podcast bragged about her like vocabulary skills, and
that is so embarrassing. There's
sad.
Truly nothing more embarrassing than someone bragging about knowing words. That is so
it's
sad.
Like, cool. English is a language.
They're like, I know
speak.
Words. Want to know something? I know words. I know big ones. Well, I mean, I just that's who I am. I know big words. Like, can you imagine?
I've actually said, but I've never mind.
What?
No, I was going to say,
You've
I think
that?
I've said that before, but it was someone...
No, you haven't.
Someone complimented me once on my vocabulary skills.
Who?
I don't know, like an ex-boyfriend or something.
Oh, God. Okay.
Which actually pisses me off now that when a man says it to you, it's like, yeah, well, you're so shocked that I like...
Yeah, you know shit.
...know the English language.
Man, explain things to me.
I'm irritated by this whole episode. I'm irritated that... You're sick now.
I know. I feel like I'm swimming underwater. My ears are so congested. It sucks. What is the best tips for decongestion? What do you have a decongestant?
Yeah, Sudafed.
Does it work?
Yeah.
I need to start taking things when I'm sick.
I know. You don't take medicine.
It's bizarre.
You've gotten actually sicker as this episode has progressed. Like more and more stopped up. Yeah, you have.
Oh, no. Wait, so can you take Sudafed at night or does it jack you up?
No, don't take it at night. You need to take NyQuil at night.
No, I take Theraflu. I pass out. Yeah. Theraflu's good.
Oh my God, fuck. This reminds me.
What?
We finally have a voicemail.
Oh, cool. Did
finally.
Anyone write in?
What?
Did anyone write in?
No one wrote in.
Oh my God. Yikes.
Sad. But.
We hear your voicemail.
We'll hear the voicemail.
Hey guys, this is AJ from Toronto. Just calling to spread the love. You angels are truly doing the Lord's work by watching this trash of a show, and I thank you for the weekly lols. Well, like many of your listeners, I haven't watched one app of The Scarf, so really I can only think of a Vanderpump's Rules cue to ask, and that is, do you have any predictions for the upcoming season 6? Personally, I'm hoping we have a lot less of the Katie and Tom hell to sit through, but ugh, who knows what they'll have in store for us. Anyways, regardless of what those idiots are up to next, I can't wait for the second season of Sup. All right, guys. Have a great week. Bye.
Oh my God, AJ.
So sweet.
Total sweetie.
Wait, did she say she's never seen an episode of...
She hasn't watched a single episode of Jax and Brittany. I love that.
Has no... do people... I don't understand.
Some people don't watch the show. Shocker. I know it feels... Like, to me, I literally... Because we've gotten so deep into it that I
right.
feel like, of course, everybody watches the show. But really, I don't think anyone's
so
watching
So people just
it.
Watch... Wait, I'm confused.
People will listen to this podcast and not watch the show.
That's fascinating to
I
me.
Love that.
That's cool.
They want to hear
it. I like
it.
That. Okay, what are my predictions? Stassi joins the KKK. she brings fashion to the KKK.
Sherry's like, I love what you're doing with this organization, Stassi, and like donates some money.
Yeah.
Some of Militia's like baby money to her.
Katie goes shopping for a new personality, but all the stores shoo her away.
It's like the scene from Pretty Woman.
Yeah, she's like, I got money to spend here. Please get me a new personality. Jax just turns into a gummy worm
and slithers off.
Yeah, exactly. Ariana, I don't know, mixes drinks.
Ariana stays pretty Ariana
stays healed. At Coachella 365 days a year, even though it's only happening for 2 weekends. She just posts up.
You know what I would love?
What?
I would love for Kristen and Brittany to finally finish what they started.
To fuck?
Yeah. Yeah.
Kristen will basically brainwash Brittany. They'll join a cult together. It'll be really chic.
They'll start a cult for like lesbians who were formerly like straight, and it's like all about just like disrupting the patriarchy. And then I think they could probably convince Ariana to join too, because she's woke.
Tom Sandoval will basically start to transition, which is, I think, where we're headed from last season. Let's be honest.
That's rude. You're saying that because of his hair extensions?
Yeah. Hmm. And, I mean, I would support him no matter what, obviously.
He'd make a gorgeous woman.
He would.
We saw it in drag. We got a taste of it.
Tom Schwartz will go looking for his balls, but they're not.
They're gone.
Katie ate them.
They got fried up and served. Katie got hungry at Halls on the River, y'all.
Yeah, exactly. Who else is on that nightmare show?
James Kennedy.
Oh.
James and Raquel. He'll start dating men. So we have a theory.
A query
that James Kennedy is actually gay.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's necessarily based on. So it's weird. It's just like a gut feeling.
Yeah, it's a gut instinct.
Like, I just feel like he's like a kindred spirit in that way.
Yep.
And I think that he's like could be secretly gay, and maybe like he'll come out of the closet eventually.
Lala will become a diehard feminist. She'll read like that book Cunt and get like enraged at the patriarchy.
Maybe Lala could join the cult. I would love to see Lala, Ariana, Kristen, and Brittany.
Lala would like burn down their cult and start a new cult.
Yeah.
And then ask why she wasn't
invited. Lala's like Camille Paglia.
Lala won't get invited to the cult. She'll get enraged. She'll make everything so much worse because that's how she retaliates. And
she'll fuck all their boyfriends.
Yeah.
And like have an orgy, film it, put it online, and it will be like
the next day be like, but I really just want to be your friend, and that's why I thought I just was angry, so I fucked all your boyfriends, which is how she works. She gets really her feelings hurt, and so she lashes out and digs herself into a bigger hole. The next confused as to why she's in a hole. And then it's like, oh, but I just want to be your friend. Really, that's how she is.
I could also see Stassi going on, like, snapping and going on a killing spree a la Eileen Wuornos and having Katie as her, like, little Christina Ricci cohort on that adventure.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Let's see. What do you guys think is going to happen on season 6? Tweet us.
Yes.
At Lars Marie, at Ryan O'Conn.
No, don't tweet me. I'm just kidding. Please don't. Just kidding.
Ryan, don't be rude.
I'm just kidding.
And thank you guys all for listening to this mini season. It was a real journey.
I felt solace in knowing that people were getting as darked out as we were.
Yeah.
It's always nice when you find people who look at life in the same way.
I know. And so there's going to be like a brief hiatus, and then Sexy Unique Podcast will be back for season 6 of Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
Scary. Mm-hmm. Love you guys.
All right. Smooch you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
This episode of Sexy Unique Podcast was brought to you by the following sponsors: Meredith Good, William Jones, Jenna Griffin, and Johnny Smith. Thanks to you guys, it's all happening.
I know I'm feeling, because I know I know I'm feeling, because I know I know.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.